The Colorado State Laboratory confirmed the presence of the new strain of the coronavirus in rural Elbert County after a man in his 20s tested positive for what's being called the B117 variant. It's the first known case in the U.S. of the highly contagious new strain of COVID-19 that's spreading through the United Kingdom. The patient, who has no history of traveling, will remain in isolation until he's medically cleared, state officials said. Colorado Politics reports there is a second suspected case of the new strain in the state, according to Dwayne Smith, director of public health for Elbert County. He added that both individuals were working in Simla, Colorado, but neither is an Elbert County resident. The discovery indicates the variant likely has circulated in the state and nation for some time. Dr. Michelle Barron of UC Health said that they just happened to be the ones that found it first, and more is out there and just hasn't been detected yet. The new variant is believed to be as much as 70% more contagious than the previous strains, but does not lead to more severe symptoms. According to Colorado Governor Jared Polis's office, it's also believed the COVID-19 vaccines that the state began distributing this month will protect against the new variant. The governor said, along with state health officials, will hold a news conference at 10 a.m. today. Yesterday, the National Guard general who is overseeing Colorado's vaccine distribution system said hospitals and health clinics have now received enough doses for all frontline healthcare workers in the state. General Scott Sherman said that they have pretty much gotten the frontline healthcare workers done with their first dose, so they'll be going into the next phase, 1B. The Colorado Sun reports that healthcare workers who have direct contact with coronavirus patients are in phase 1A of the state's allocation plan, along with staff and residents of long-term care facilities. Phase 1B, into which the state is now moving, includes all other healthcare workers and likely first responders such as paramedics and police officers. Boulder County Public Health reported 39 new coronavirus cases and 2 new deaths on Tuesday. The 2 people who died were residents of long-term care facilities and were in their 60s and 80s. Shauna Gusettis of the Health Department told the Daily Camera that in December, the county has lost more residents to the virus, 56, than in any other month since the start of the pandemic. And now, a smaller proportion of deaths are occurring among residents of long-term care facilities compared to earlier in the pandemic. Gusettis said hospitalizations in Boulder County are lower this week than a week ago. Meanwhile, as state prisons are seeing a surge of coronavirus cases, Governor Polis' stance on vaccinating inmates has not changed. People watching COVID-19 cases in state prisons said the governor does not have a clear plan to get inmates vaccinated. Colorado is only one of 11 states in the nation without any specific phase of vaccination for inmates, according to the Prison Policy Institute. KDVR reports that there have been almost 13,000 people who have tested positive in the correctional system since the beginning of the pandemic. Denise Mays of the ACLU of Colorado said she thinks the prisoner situation is more than disappointing, it's shameful, adding that 97% of the individuals in prison will be released someday, and they were not sentenced to die there. A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis's office told KDVR that the governor believes it's their moral obligation to prioritize vaccinating seniors and the elderly living in nursing homes and simultaneously to inoculate frontline healthcare heroes who have to treat COVID-19 patients on a day-to-day basis. It's been tough for Colorado's low-wage workers to get by, even in the best of times, but the pandemic made life even more difficult, according to a new report released yesterday. The study from the Colorado Center on Law and Policy says that the state's economy is not working for most. Tiffany Lennon, executive director of the center, said in comments accompanying the report that the findings demonstrate why we should not settle for simply a return to a normal economy. As of mid-October, high-wage jobs had almost fully recovered to their January levels, while low-wage jobs were still down by almost 18%, according to co-authors of the report. The study found that rural residents throughout the Western Slope were disproportionately hit by jobs. Charles Brennan is the center's deputy director of research.
You know, we've really seen sort of divergence between Coloradans who are living in rural areas having a very much different experience in terms of their success or interactions with the labor force system than urban Coloradans do.
The state still needs to recover more than 130,000 jobs to get back to where it was before the pandemic hit. We'll have more on the report after headlines. Yesterday, weather forecasters issued a slew of avalanche warnings for the high country. The upcoming holiday weekend could see deadly conditions for those skiing in the backcountry. Brian Lazar of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center told the Denver Post that the state's snowpack is so dangerous right now. While ski areas along I-70 and north did not receive as much, some areas, other areas recently got a foot or snow or more.